Hey guys, welcome to Midday Mumbles, the new podcast, Midday Mumbles. I'm Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And we're being joined today by our third host, Brody.
Hey.
So, okay, basically this is a podcast. Okay, off to a great start. So this is basically a podcast that we're doing now. Did you hear that?
What?
I just smacked something.
Ghosts in your room?
Yeah, big ghost. Okay. So, yeah, we got some stuff to talk about today. So first off, we got some Trump news. Okay. We're going to get everyone's opinion on this. So, President Donald Trump tweeted at CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, quoting to Tim, this is the actual quote to Tim. The button on the iPhone was far better than the swipe. He knows his stuff.
Donald Trump does?
Yeah.
Or Tim Cook?
No.
Is the swipe good or is the button good? What are you advocating for here, Gage?
I'm for the button. I want the button back.
Okay. Yeah. Expound.
What do you think, Brody? I mean, you got a button on your phone?
Buttons are pretty cool.
I still run with the old... Your old iPhone 6 that still has the button, and I think it's the best way. Absolutely.
Yeah. The swipe is just stupid.
I wouldn't change it for anything.
I mean, as a person who's basically an old lady when it comes to phones, I can see the appeal of a button instead of having some finicky swipe maneuver. Like, I don't know if it works well. I don't really use phones, ever. But I can see the appeal to having a physical button. It's simple. It works. It's going to work every time. You just press it. There you go.
I've known people that have worn out their buttons.
It's kind of like the headphone jack. I mean, I had the iPhone 6. I had the best of everything. It was the last year they had the headphone jack. It was the last year they had the button, the physical button. No. Okay. It was the second to last year they had the physical button. I had the iPhone 7. It was the best iPhone I'd ever had. Honest to God. Okay. It didn't have a headphone jack, but it had the button. And then all of a sudden, iPhone X, they skipped over. Okay. They had the iPhone 8 that launched alongside the iPhone X. Okay. They skipped 9 because that was the 10th year. So they still had a home button on the 8, but the X and the XS and the new one don't have home buttons. So
how do you get to the home on them? You
swipe.
Swipe away. Like how? You know?
You swipe up. A lot of people use the Face ID. So you actually have to put your phone up to your face.
And like wink at it and it's like, oh, you want to go to your homepage? Yeah.
It's so stupid. I mean, I miss
Touch ID. Well, yeah, but that's for unlocking it. That's for unlocking it. But I'm saying like when you're in the software and you go to like a page or something, let's say you're watching a YouTube video and you want to get to the homepage and play like,
you have to swipe up and then swipe over. I don't have one of the new iPhones. I switched to the Pixel. On the Pixel though, they do a really good, version of this. Cause it's like they still have the fingerprint on the back.
Mm-hmm.
So I click that and I'm in my phone. You know, I can do whatever the hell I need to do. You know, it's pretty good, but
can you use that as a homepage button?
No.
Oh,
but there is a digital button on the phone, so it's not a physical button, but there is a button to go home, which I like.
I know what you're talking about for Androids. How they have those three little buttons down at the bottom, and one's like a back one, one's a home one, and then one's
the Pixel only has one, and that's the middle. That's the home button.
Oh, really?
It works like a dream. Like, it's the best thing ever.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just one of those things, I guess. It's, I like it. But, hey. Yeah, so,
Am I getting into something? Am I getting into something here?
Okay. Yeah. Well, sorry, guys. They're new.
Apple released new AirPods, all right? If you didn't think the original ones were stupid enough, they've come up with another one that costs even more so that you can, you know, when you steal your mother's, you know, credit card or wallet or whatever, you can really, really damage her pocket. You know, you can do a really big blow all in one purchase. $250 for a pair of earbuds. Now, I can't see any reason to spend more than $40 on a pair of earbuds. It doesn't take that much to get decent sound quality. And in my opinion, that's what really matters. And I like it having a wire. Stupid. I don't want to have something that I have to charge or whatever. You can get into a gauge if you want. The stupidity.
So I've always been a fan of earbuds. Like, you know, every time you buy a phone, they come with their earbuds and whatever. And I like the wired. I really do like the wired Apple earbuds. I always have loved them. They were comfortable. When they were 3.5 millimeter jacks, they were amazing. And then they switched to Lightning and they kind of suck now. But I used to use them all the time, but they'd break easily. So then they announced these new AirPods. And I'm thinking, wireless earbuds from Apple. You know, and the first thing that came to mind is if I had those, I would lose them. Like they didn't have any, like, okay, did you know the Google versions, like they have like the string that goes on the back of your head.
Oh yeah. That's just dumb. It seems uncomfortable to have this wire connecting them through the back.
It might be uncomfortable, but
I don't know. I've never really had much experience with wireless earbuds. I've never bought them. I've just always stuck with wired.
So now I had the earbuds and then they announced the AirPods and I thought to my head, I'm like, I don't know why anyone would be crazy enough to buy these things. They were like $129 or something, and it was like these. It's ridiculous. It's retarded and a waste of money. And then they had the AirPod 2s. Well, okay, so I remember seeing there was the summer where. And you still see them around. They blew up. Everyone had to have them. And then you saw all these people, you know, even people would drive and they'd have the freaking things in their ears. I don't know. I don't know. And then all of a sudden they released the second ones and they're basically a joke. Like, honestly, they look uncomfortable. I've never actually had them in my ear, but
which one, the regular AirPods or the AirPods Pro?
The regular ones. And then AirPods Pro, I mean, that got announced, and I was actually surprised. But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not buying any of those, any of them. So,
well, I mean, with the AirPods, I'll see a lot of people like at school or whatever with AirPods in their ears, and honestly, I just think they look really dumb. I mean, well, I guess it's better than having the bulk of the cable, so I can see why you'd buy them, but for
there is
but the original AirPods cost over $100, right?
Yeah,
$129. And that's just like my current earbuds. They were $5, and I was pretty happy with them because, you know, they actually had pretty decent sound quality. When they broke, I fixed them. I went in, I broke apart the earbud
and
resoldered the wire because I didn't want to have to go deal with buying new earbuds because these ones I have are perfectly fine, you know. Mm. And I use them fairly regularly, and they lasted me like 3 years before I had to fix them.
Well,
so in my mind, spending $130 on a pair of earbuds is just a little silly.
Right. Yeah. Well, I do gotta say the whole AirPods when they really started taking off. Seriously, dude, they had a lot of Chinese companies started ripping them off, and you had said you see a bunch of kids at school. Well, I don't know. I honestly think that I am happy with the AirPods because of the fact that a lot of companies, and I don't know if you've seen this or whatever, but when Apple comes out with a new product,
everyone copies. Right,
everyone
to
copies,
some extent,
but
or
then
they try to
gems,
mimic the benefits of it.
But then you have those gems that are actually really good. Like,
sure.
You have people who try and copy it and they fail. And then you have these people who actually copy the idea and it's like 10 times better than the original product.
Have you heard Dylan ever talk about his Galaxy Buds? I haven't really heard him talk about them much, but that's the same idea where they, you know, they all had the stupid string in the back that connected them, or not string, wire, obviously.
Yeah.
And the Galaxy Buds didn't have that, you know. The thing
that really irritates me about Apple pricing, and that's a whole nother thing to get into, but the AirPod Pros are at what, $250?
Yeah, $250.
So for $250, I could go and buy nice over-ear headphones from Bose or Sony.
Jaybirds even. The latest technology in Jaybirds that are absolutely 100% water resistant.
Or Audio Technica has some good ones too.
You could go buy a pair of Sennheisers for that price.
Yeah.
You're going to get a million times better sound quality with a pair of Sennheiser over-the-ear headphones. And then just buy a junky pair of earbuds for when you're out and about. You know, enjoy your sound quality when you're, you know, resting or whatever, when you're doing your at-home thing. When you're out on the go, it's not like you need the best sound quality in the world. And the AirPods won't even deliver that, of course, because they're, you know, Apple earbuds. They're not made to be pristine sound.
No.
Even though most people use earbuds in settings like the gym or when they're working out.
Well, in the gym, I can see that. I mean, a pair of headphones are going to come flying off your head when you're, you know, running or whatever, unless they were like ratchet strapped down.
Mine don't come off my head.
You use headphones?
Yeah, I bring my Bose.
looking like a rich boy over there.
Yeah, Bose on, elastic band over it. No problem.
It's the old generation. I don't really feel like upgrading to the new ones. So.
Well, I mean, all Bose sound pretty good. At least what I know of it.
Well, they do, but you're also buying the label.
Sure.
Right.
Sure. So, well, that's the same deal with Apple, of course.
That's why
you buy an Apple because it has the stupid little Apple on it.
And you buy Beats headphones because of the Beats name, Beats is known for having really bad audio quality for the price.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's just one of those things, I guess, and
Although I do want to get into on the AirPods Pro, the upsides of it. I feel like if I was going to go ahead and buy one of these, I wouldn't. But if I were to, I would buy the Pro versions.
Yeah.
For two pretty big reasons. They have that mesh ear piece. I've never found that Apple earbuds ever fit my ear well, because they just kind of sit in there, and the plastic in my ear has been, it's always super uncomfortable. I like the mesh.
The
mesh is going to have better noise isolation and whatnot. And it's, for me, it would give a better fit. And they're a little smaller, like shorter. They don't have as long of a dumb little tail sticking out of your ear. Because I really think the AirPods look super stupid with the tail just hanging out, you know?
Okay.
I guess it's like modern art, you know? Some people think it's cool. Stupid. Other people realize how ridiculous it looks.
Yeah.
I mean,
is that all you got to say on the AirPod Pros?
I could, they got a little bit shorter life, or not lifespan, but like a battery charge. Not by much, but a little bit.
Well,
different case.
Well, they have they're pushing wireless charging now.
So, oh, really?
All their products now, the iPhone, the earbuds, AirPod Pros, and the AirPod 2s, they wireless charge, which is actually cool.
Just throw it
down. Obviously,
it's
not fast charging, but it's, you know, it's charging.
Well, yeah, but if you have like a wireless charger on your bedside and you go into bed and just throw it on there, it's going to be charged either way by the daytime.
Yeah.
It just is a matter of if you pick it up and plug it in or if you just toss it down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think the AirPod Pros are kind of cool. I don't think the price is cool. Price to product, I think they really did some cool things with the new AirPod Pros. I just don't think it justifies a $250 price tag.
Sure.
You know, like.
Oh, and one thing I saw on them was I was watching a review on them. And I guess the battery inside of the AirPod isn't replaceable. So, you're essentially buying a $250 consumable product. When the battery eventually starts to, you know, degrade over time, like batteries do, they get less efficient and less good and they hold less charge. It's going to be crap.
You can't even pay for a repair.
What?
Because, I mean, phone batteries do the same thing, but of course you can, like, pay for a repair battery.
Right, but you couldn't do that with these. You'd have to buy a new one because it's just not replaceable.
Oof.
I guess in the original AirPods you could, but these you can't.
I don't think that's true.
No. At least that's what the reviewer said that I was just watching a video on.
Maybe. Yeah, probably then. I don't remember that being
Do you trust
feature,
YouTube? Random YouTubers?
I remember watching the keynote when they said that, so I don't know. I don't remember them saying it had a battery, but hey, whatever. I don't know.
Saying you can't it had do it on a battery, own, do AirPods not have batteries? Do they run on magic?
Changeable batteries. Well, no,
it's not like you can take it off. It's if you take apart the earbud. You can
you can't do, remember with Apple, you can't take them apart. You
because they're a scummy company, but
because Apple, the warranty
Apple certified people couldn't do it. Whereas they could with the original AirPods.
I remember watching that Linus video with the iMac Pro, was it? And they like did something to it and they couldn't do anything themselves or they would have avoided the warranty and it was like a $6,000 computer. Remember that video?
Yeah, I do.
That's stupid.
Remember the video that they broke the screen too?
Yeah, I know. It's Apple products are honestly, I mean, you look at the hardware, it's honestly terrible. I don't know. I can't justify their prices. Now that I've seen the light side. The Windows side. So how's college, Brody? How's it going? How's the old university of the state going?
I don't know. I was looking for an apartment going.
Oh, okay. It's going pretty good, but
okay, that's good.
Well, we're talking about the apartment adventure thing.
That's been something. Holy crap.
I guess, yeah, we could talk about that for sure.
it's been so much work.
Like Gage is picky. If you're going to look for a person to live with, you know, Gage might not be the greatest choice because he refuses
moving in together. Okay?
He refuses any good idea and suggests expensive ideas in their place.
I want put a steel roof on the place. You know what I'm saying? Don't cheap out.
Like if I heard your opinion on houses, I would thought you'd be going out and buying AirPods Pro. Okay, I think you're one of those people.
No, I know how to save. I know how to save a buck. But I know
how to spend a buck too.
For sure.
Well, no, you got to spend money to make money. So you're going to save money in the long term.
On a house.
Yeah.
Stairs are too narrow.
But it's, then all of a sudden it's rolled out for some silly reason like that.
They think, okay, so Isaac here found this nice house. It looked really nice from the outside. I agreed with them.
That,
the inside had
that's
some nice
different.
Things.
And all that was of a sudden, we were looking for purchasing
you went
a house.
On and on and on about this. We get there. It's in a shady neighborhood. We're literally out back. We got like we're looking into another house. It's
the
hilarious.
Neighborhood
so,
doesn't matter. That's why people own guns, Gage. Protect the home.
I'm not going to say the city, but the town definitely has some strict gun laws. So
does it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, that's silly.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think we can live there then.
Okay.
I would rage quit.
Yeah. that's not a good idea. But shifting the conversation into something else. Did you guys hear about Twitter banning political ads?
I mean, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah,
when we were talking about this beforehand.
I think it's mad. Yeah, well, I know.
Ooh,
but,
surprise!
Okay. Yeah, well, you gotta act like that for our listeners. So Twitter decided that they're gonna ban political ads. Honestly, I think it's mad, and by that I basically am saying,
mad
they want
hype.
To ban. Yeah. They want to ban ads that maybe the leftists or the, you know, the DNC, the RNC, any of the major parties, even any political ads in general are being banned on the platform.
Okay, okay. Here's something that I'm now feeling a little confused on. Are they banning ads based on their content? Are they banning ads based on being advertised by a political
just in general, anything group that has anything to do with a political candidate or a political
issue? So that
issue
would affect both sides equally. So you saying leftists doesn't really make much sense.
I said the RNC, the DNC. I corrected myself.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I guess I missed that.
Yes. So it's kind of, I don't know. I use Twitter a lot. I know that I don't. Brody and Isaac don't really use Twitter a lot, but
nope.
I go on Twitter nearly daily, and honestly, I don't really see ads because I have an ad blocker, but it doesn't really affect me. But
just because you hate supporting the people giving you these services for free. Like, I have an ad blocker that I can,
my,
you know,
data anyway.
I can pick an amount of ads like that it gives
they're
me.
They're selling,
you know,
your data, Isaac. All these major websites are selling your data. Don't feel bad for them.
I don't care. I don't care if I'm in some list of 100,000 other people for their ad traffic, you know? It doesn't matter. Okay. It's not going to affect me ever.
I was going in my my Facebook. So when you have a Facebook account, you can actually go into the settings and you can see advertising, how people are using your data on Facebook, because the whole, you know, Mark Zuckerberg had to go in front of Congress and stuff. And I learned something about that whole thing, and it actually showed me a list of companies who uploaded my data to the advertising system. And I'm thinking, wow. Like, some major companies, it actually, believe it or not, one of them was actually Donald Trump for president. They uploaded my data.
He noticed
Facebook
you.
Advertising. I know. I'm so excited. But yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about the whole data thing, but this isn't about that. This is about the whole political ad thing, and
right.
Jack Dorsey is going to lose a lot of money. Like, there's a lot of money in politics, and them not allowing it on Twitter, they're going to lose out. But then you got, leading in my next topic, Facebook is saying that they don't want to ban political ads. I don't know if you saw this, but AOC, Alexandria Cortez, was saying, and a bunch of other leftists, okay, might I put them, were saying things like, oh, well, you know, Mark Zuckerberg doesn't want to ban fake news. So let me actually ask you, Isaac and Brody, if you have two or multiple sides to something, right? Let's say there's a right answer, but you're going to get three to, you know, four different sides of a story, and there's no right or wrong answer.
But you just said there was a right answer.
Yes, there is. So, okay, I'm a Republican, and I think, and let's say the Democrat, or let's say a Democrat is debating me for instance, climate change.
Okay.
And they think that it's right. And I think it's not right. So how can a network like Facebook, a giant social network, pick a side? Like, you're picking a side there, right? What's considered fake news and not? Do you get what I'm saying, Isaac?
Well,
not really.
I mean,
okay.
I don't think Facebook would have any advertisements on climate change being fake anyways. I feel like they would only advertise.
You can advertise on that right
real.
Now. No, you can advertise on that right now.
Oh, really? Well,
I could start an ad campaign. Climate change is not real. And they're going to run the ad. What they're saying, what Mark Zuckerberg is saying, is we don't want to ban ads that people consider fake news, because Democrats think that what we say as Republicans are fake news. And we say as Republicans Democrat, we say that Democrat stuff is fake news, like, if that makes sense, right?
So basically, to ban fake news would be to ban all news.
Exactly, because there's always multiple sides to a story. Yeah, there's always multiple sides to a story. And you can't pick and choose which parts you think are right and wrong. You know what I mean? Like, okay, so let's say, here's an example. Let's say I got in my car and I drove to the next town over. Okay, I actually did that. That's truth, right? So let's say the news companies decided to say, Gage didn't drive his car to the next town over. Okay, that's fake news. But I actually did that. Okay, so what if ABC News, right? ABC News wants to run, or no, CNN. CNN wants to run an ad on Facebook saying, Gage Nelson did not drive his car to the next town over. He did not. He is a liar.
This is a very big deal.
It is. I did drive my car the next town over. So at this point, how do we determine, like, how do I prove that I did do that? That is not fake news.
Drive your car over there and take a photo of it.
I gotta go a second time.
Yeah. you gotta go to Wally World again if that's where you went last time. You know?
No, I didn't go to Wally. I went to Pickett's.
Oh, okay, fine. Whatever.
Pickett's, yeah. The free advertising. Pickett's. They got some good food. Honest to God. Isaac, you eaten there?
Yeah, I've eaten there a couple times. I think probably 3 times.
Quite a bit.
Not quite a bit, but like a couple.
Compared to how many times I've been in there, that's nothing.
Yeah. I don't know. Their menu's a bit short, but.
Dude, they're specials though. Like, do you call in and pick it up?
No. Are they doing that now?
Yeah, you can call in and pick up.
Oh. on the topic, Gage.
They
back
have breakfast
on the topic.
Now. Yeah. They paid me $15 to say that. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. Ooh. I'm just kidding.
Sorry, Pickett's.
Patch, though. Like, hey, $25. Anyway, so Facebook doesn't. So Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, is basically putting his foot down and saying, "We are not going to ban political news that one side of the aisle says is fake, and the other side doesn't say is fake, and vice versa." So basically, what this whole thing is Mark Zuckerberg doesn't want to, I don't want to say stoop down to Twitter's level, but I don't know. I think that would be really hard. How does Facebook determine if something's fake news or not?
Well, they don't. That's why they're saying they won't.
It would be politically biased.
Although I do agree with what Twitter's doing here, because you kind of jumped over the Twitter thing. You didn't really give much room for talking.
Okay.
Because they're just banning all political ads outright. They're trying to take themselves and put them out of the problem of all these outcries about fake news or, you know, however, whatever, yeah. Whoever's upset, whoever's complaining about it. Because that's what people really get upset about. They get upset about political ads and political opinions. So they're saying, we don't want people to be upset at us. So we're just not going to offer it to anybody. And that, in my opinion, is just the best way to do it, because they should be... they shouldn't be involved in political things. They're a source that people can use to share themselves and express themselves. They're not, they shouldn't be expressing themselves over you, you know? They should just take themselves out of the picture altogether. If it's an ad for like Amazon, it's not like that matters much, you know? My political views aren't going to be changed from an Amazon ad.
No.
And then what Facebook is doing, I understand it, because people are trying to push them in a certain way, and they're just saying, no, we're not going to do that because it wouldn't work. But I really think it'd be better if both of them just did what Twitter did. Like, I'll get advertisements for Trump or whatever, you know, and I don't care about it. Like, I support Trump, but the ad isn't changing anything in my view.
Controversial. there.
But
yeah, I get you.
So I don't really think it matters all that much. But I can appreciate what Twitter's doing, and I think as far as overall, they're probably doing the right move.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you. I just think that I just don't think that okay. I like the fact that Twitter okay, let me gain my thoughts, okay? I think that so Twitter, they're banning all political ads, and Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, is stepping down and saying, "Oh yeah, we're not going to do this with the whole fake news thing." Personally, I don't think it really matters either way, because the majority of people don't get their minds changed over one single advertisement, right?
Well, it would be a multitude of advertisements.
I get that, but people don't just get their mind changed over little things like that. So I don't know. I don't really think it's going to make much of a difference. I am worried though about Twitter, because just because they banned political ads does not mean the trending page is going to stop being political.
Sure.
Twitter is,
but they don't, do they have, they don't have control. Well, they do have control over the trending page,
and they push trending topics.
Okay. But let's say in a perfect world,
Trump is always trending.
About when we're talking about specifically ads here, and let's picture that Twitter is completely non-partial, then the trending page should have nothing to do with their outlook. It should just be whatever's trending, you know, what's actually trending. And it might be that way. Yeah. They might sway things. I don't know. There's been a lot about fake news in, you know, these companies like Facebook and whatnot, and Pinterest. And I don't know, like Project Veritas, if anyone's watched that. But they've had insiders come out from Pinterest and whatnot saying that the search engines are manipulating it in certain ways. Mm. But, you know, ads.
That's a very,
ads or whatever.
A tough thing to get into, because, yeah, Project Veritas, obviously, I think everyone knows that searches and trending pages are being altered for a certain political agenda.
I don't think most people know that. You know,
I know,
it's important for people to understand that, you know, these AIs, they claim it's, you know, just the search engine. It's just an AI, you know, they don't have control over it. They do have control over it. They wrote the scripts to tell it how to think, how to manipulate, how to move things about, how to present things to you. That's all made by people. There's no machine learning. You know, they teach the machine how to learn. It's not like they let the machine loose and it learns itself.
No. What is your opinion on this, Brody?
Well, I think I've watched that same documentary Isaac's talking about a while back. And I don't know. It was just a thing. I mean, I believe it to be true. I think it's going on. Yeah. It's not like it's something that you can just outright deny, because it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Especially on YouTube. I mean, I don't know how many people that listen to this have, you know, watched Steven Crowder or anything, but one of the big things is conservative channels on YouTube, not just Steven Crowder, Mark Dice, Ben Shapiro, a lot of major conservative voices, and not even just that. Other people on YouTube are being censored in the search, and it's altered. YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. You know what first is? Freaking Google. So Alphabet Incorporated owns the first two largest search engines in the world. And we all know they're manipulating search results, and they deny it all the time, right? And I mean, I think the easiest amount of proof that we have right now, the only real amount of proof we have right now, is the whole Crowder thing. So, and also there was a politician, I forget her name now. She was big news a few weeks ago. During the debates, her YouTube channel was completely swabbed from the search results on Google and YouTube, because she's a moderate Democrat. She has very down to earth, non-radical ideas about politics. So she's very moderate, and she's very down to earth, like I had said. And they swabbed her so people couldn't find her and find her YouTube channel and find her website. and all you'd see is other people, you know, other topics like CNN bashing her and whatnot, videos from CNN and CNBC and all those.
Well, I think you're kind of glossing over something here. They, okay, when they were doing this kind of research on it, they were using a VPN so that they could be connecting to YouTube's address from the United States, and they could be contacting it from other countries like Spain.
Well,
I think
actually,
the one they used as an example.
I was leading into that. So there were some people from other countries saying that they had seen her, like anytime they look her up or anything for that matter, it pops up. And Crowder's response to this was, it's not going to matter if someone in China or Russia or the UK or Canada sees this U.S. politician's stuff. I mean, you can't. Do people in the UK vote in U.S. elections now? Do people in Canada? Like, no, they don't. So that stuff should be shown, and it should be completely. You should have access to all any sort of information you need to have about all the political candidates running, no matter if they're Republican or Democrat or Independent or the friggin' Green Party. You should have every single piece of information about those candidates at your fingertips. It shouldn't be biased, altered information that someone with a political agenda is altering to fit their own agenda. You know what I mean? Like, you like someone, right? Okay, for instance, who's the big hoss right now in the friggin' in the DNC side, right?
Biden?
Kamala? No. Yeah, Joe Biden is big right now, but Elizabeth Warren is also. So Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren are the big ones. They're the most popular candidates right now, right? So a few people that are puny, that are more moderate, they quickly become quite popular in the Democrat Party, because I think a lot of people are sick and tired of such radical views. And, you know, so then you have these search engines and these big companies that are like, yeah, we got to alter our search. And this conversation sprung off from the Twitter trending page, mind you.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's all the same idea. Companies, and there's a big thing here. Companies that aren't publishers, right? They're free websites, free services that they offer to their consumers to use. They shouldn't be allowed to alter things because it hurts their bottom line or it doesn't fit in with their political agenda. And Twitter is huge for this, because I come on Twitter every day, multiple times a day, and I do it just to check out the trending page, because I that's where I get my if an actor died or a musician or died or whatever. It's kind of I use that for that sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I like getting quick new information that just hit the printing press. You know what I mean? New information. That's where I get it from.
Right.
And later on, I'll watch CNN and Fox and MSNBC and CBS and see what their, you know, what side I'm going to pick and whatever on a certain topic. But yeah, I see a lot of garbage on Twitter, because one of the big things right now is cancel culture. I don't know if you've heard of it, but
yeah, I was actually doing a assignment on it for my English class. Yeah. Well, like we picked our own kind of controversial topic, and I was doing stuff on it for English class, and I asked question six people on it.
Yeah. What'd you get on a grade? What was your grade?
What was my grade? Yeah. Oh, I don't know yet.
Oh. Well, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get in. Like, I think we're veering too much off topic, but there's a lot like playing here. There's a more than most people know. And I really think if you're listening to this, please get educated on this, because Project Veritas, there was a video of someone very important at YouTube. They held a meeting or something. Was it Google or YouTube, Isaac? And they said that it was in 2016, Trump won. And they're like, we can't let this mistake happen again. Like, it's almost like Google.
Well, Google and YouTube are the same company. Google and
Alphabet,
YouTube.
Yeah. We ought to refer to them as Alphabet. Alphabet owns Google and all the major companies under the Google brand. Okay, so that includes YouTube, that includes Google Maps, Google Earth, Google Android. I don't know. It includes everything. So Alphabet, I think, is the best term we should use. But
my preferred term is Alphabet Incorporated, actually.
Yeah. Alphabet Incorporated. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot here, and I really encourage people to go and get educated on something like this. If you don't understand it, please, please, please Google it. There is a service I recommend using, and that's duckduckgo.com, because it's completely unfiltered, it's completely unbiased, and literally it's a search engine, but you can, like, I don't know. You ever use DuckDuckGo, Isaac?
Yeah, I have. It works the same as Google, pretty much.
Yeah. It's basically the same thing, but you're not getting filtered information. And I really like it because Google tries to filter negative stories about themselves. And I notice that because I, you know, sometimes Google stuff comes out and I look it up on DuckDuckGo and it's right there. So I don't know. I find it a lot more convenient.
So all of us here watch Louder with Crowder, at least to some extent, yep. You know. He's a very all conservative.
Time, daily.
Daily. Well, yeah. I watch it moderately religiously,
I'm a Mug
basically.
Club member, man. You know that. Mug Club!
But one of his later videos was about a trans, or quote-unquote transgender child, yep. In a legal battle with his parents over... I don't think it's over his custody. I don't think that's ever mentioned. But how
it's
the father
treats
the child if he treats him as a woman, and it's also because it's a little boy. You know, his sex is a boy. He has a ding-a-ling.
A ding-a-ling. He's got a sausage.
Yeah. But you know his.
We won't talk about his unmentionables.
That's not safe for work. anyways, the parents are in a legal battle over him and how the father treats the child. Because the mother treats this child like he is a girl. And she dresses him up in tutus and stuff. And... she uses him in her advertisements for her business as her being kind of a progressive person and having a transgender child. So she's using the child for advertisement purposes.
Don't you just love that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's great. It's great. And she's trying...
all kids should be used as advertising marketing tools, right? Let's go dress Dylan up in a tutu and color his hair rainbow colored and friggin', you know.
I'll get into that more in a second.
Logo.
Well, let me introduce the whole
Let's
thing.
Let's do that.
Calm down.
The new Aurora 7 marketing plan. Dylan's a transgender.
We don't need to cut this. No cut. Continue.
Yes.
No, this is good.
Cut.
This is good stuff.
Yeah.
Now okay. We need to cut it because you insisted so hard.
I know.
Cut.
I'm not cutting any of this. This is good.
I'll just say that one I wanted to cut.
Fucking cut!
Okay, where should I start back up from? But there's been a recent video out that he posted about a trans, or quote-unquote transgender child in a legal battle.
Rough terrain.
What?
We're getting into rocky terrain, Isaac.
I know. This is risque. A transgender child. But I feel like most people, even transgenders, would agree this is a little far. you know, I feel like it would be hard to advocate for this. So what it is the father and the mother are in court over their child and what gender he is. So the child will go to the father's house, and he'll be a boy, and he'll act like a boy, and there's no sign of him not being a boy. And he'll be at the mother's house, and the mother will dress him up in tutus and address him as a girl's name.
Tell him.
And basically, yeah, tell him he's a girl, and he acts like a girl for it, you know? He's a girl at his mother's house, he's a boy at his father's house, and his true gender, as I've been calling him, his, you know, and a him and whatever, is he has... he's got a ding-a-ling. He's got, you know, he's got what he's got. He's a male.
Sausage.
Yeah. And the mother is bringing the father to court for referring to this child as a him, and she kind of stopping the child from getting hormone blockers and, you know, transformative kind of moves to make him a girl.
How old is this kid? How? Why don't we tell the viewers how old this kid is?
I think he's like 8.
I'm not sure. He's too young.
He's little.
Is what the right answer was.
He's little. He's still figuring out the world. He doesn't even know what a girl's packing, you know? He doesn't understand that yet. He just knows what he has, you know? And he wants to please his parents, so he's trying to please them both. And the parents are fighting over this kid getting serious changes done to his body. The parents are arguing over him, and he'll get transformations done to him if the mother wins, and he won't if the father wins. And the court has ruled in favor of the mother, at least for now, and I think he's pushing it even farther down the court line.
Yeah.
Because it's going to mess him up. You know, he's going to die younger. Yes. He's going to have a higher chance of suicide if he gets this transformation done. He doesn't have the mindset of someone who could, you know, really even think in this way. This is a very sexually charged kind of topic and an idea. And this kid doesn't understand any of it yet. He just wants attention, and he wants his parents to love him. So he works in favor of them. And what's really sick about the entire thing is his mother is using this child as a PR stunt, as a publicity thing, as advertisement. She's dressing him up in tutus and stuff and taking photos with him and making that her business photo and showing her as being some great hero because she has this transgender kid. And that's just really sick. That's messed up to force your kid through all that, you know, just misery over your own publicity and success for your business. It's terrible. And the father didn't even know this was going on. He found it when the kid ended up. I don't remember exactly what was said, but he was talking about how mom dresses him up and dresses and calls him by some other name. And the father obviously got concerned about this because the kid's just been a normal kid the entire time. But it just
this is some class A weird shit.
This just seems like a really dangerous topic. You know, if the mother wins all the way through in this court case, then like my sister, when I was like 5, she would put me in tutus and stuff because she wanted a little sister and I wasn't that. I'll be honest about that, you know? And I wore them. But am I a transgender? Am I gay? Is that a sign that I'm gay?
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that.
Well, I'm not.
Wow.
I'm not gay.
Are you coming out now?
I'm not.
Like,
I'm doing the opposite. But anyways, I couldn't be farther from that. I am normalish.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, okay? We gotta,
right, but I mean, you weren't raised in an environment where that idea is being
but I didn't
like, supported over and over by like figures that are larger than your sister, like parents, which is what's happening in this situation.
Sure.
Like the idea is being reinforced by people that the child's looking up to.
Let's just use it for an example, okay? And if my mother was in support of her dressing me up in dresses or whatever, it could be seen in a court scenario as forcing me to go on hormone blockers and forcing me to make transformations to my body when I'm too little to even understand it. I'll just go with whatever's happening because I'm a little kid and I just want people to be happy.
Right. That's true.
And what is really happening is I'm unknowingly deciding huge life decisions that will change my how long I live and how likely I am to kill myself, which is terrible.
Yeah.
You're playing with this kid's life. It's just
Saint.
You guys can go into it. I've been going for a while. I've been ranting.
I don't know. I don't know. It's
I'm simply not in support of it.
Yeah, I don't support it either. Once something like this is done, there's no going back. And yeah. the suicide rate is very high amongst transgenders, especially ones that have the operation done. It's one thing to sit there and say, and even I don't agree with you sitting there calling someone who's obviously not that gender, but especially he's 8 years old and just don't, I don't know. It's stupid to have the operation done, especially at such a young age, because you can never go back.
Or any of and it. Hormones or the hormone blockers.
Nothing. Let a boy be a boy. Let boys be boys, you know? Like, don't try and make something out of something it's not, you know? Like, because you're going to screw this kid's life up. He's going to get bullied in friggin' school. I mean, it's endless. One thing is gonna change someone's life forever. Well, I don't know.
Oh yeah, the excuse she was using as to like evidence for why he's clearly a girl in his mind is that he picks girl toys before boy toys at McDonald's for his Happy Meal.
Yeah.
excuse me.
That's great.
It's just
evidence.
Silly. It's just silly.
What?
That's great evidence.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's something. Oh boy.
I feel like if this passes through in favor of the mother, serious things need to start into motion and
it depends on
against
what state this is. What do you know what state this is going on in?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I really encourage you to go watch the video. It's Ladder with Crowder.
In the whatever short blurb below it, I don't even know what this is called.
Yeah,
his name
YouTube,
is James Younger.
On YouTube, it'll
the kid's name is James Younger. So if you want to look it up
on YouTube,
find more about it.
Yeah, on YouTube, this will be in the show notes and the description, and you can watch it for yourself. On Spotify and all the other major platforms, I don't know. We'll see. I don't think it'll be there, but hey, yeah. Well, Is that all we got to talk about today?
I think so. Unless you want to talk about mowing grass with a scythe.
for all your scythe supply needs, please go to scythesupply.com.